Mark chapter 14, beginning with verse 26. After they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I tell you, today, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." Peter kept saying emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And they all said the same thing. They went to a place named Gethsemane. Jesus told his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." Then he took Peter, James, and John along with him and began to be troubled and distressed. He said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow, even to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch." Going forward a little, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He also said, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." When he returned to the disciples, he found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Were you not strong enough to keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, he went away and prayed, saying the same thing. When he returned, he found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. They did not know what they should answer. He returned the third time and said to them, "Are you going to continue sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Look, my betrayer is near." Just then, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. A crowd was with him, armed with swords and clubs. They were from the chief priests, the experts in the law, and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal, saying, "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." He went right to Jesus and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. They laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood nearby drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. Jesus responded by saying to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to capture me as you would a criminal? Day after day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But this happened so that the scriptures may be fulfilled." Then the disciples all left him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing just a linen cloth over his naked body. They seized him, but he left behind the linen cloth and fled from them naked.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.